This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are loaded for the rest of the show, man. We got Five Reasons I Hate You right now. We got Take a Mania coming up at the top of the hour. All the bad takes from the week going up against the champ, Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco. And their sympathy clip for Desmond Watson, the 400-plus pound rookie for the Bucks last week.
They made it sound like the Bucks were just being mean to somebody for no reason by not allowing him to play football
to play
this
in the
year.
NFL.
Like it was a Make-A-Wish scenario or something.
Right.
Which, I mean, it kind of is. He weighs 400-plus pounds. I mean.
Like, plus.
I'm not an actuary or anything, but yeah. Let this guy have some joy in his life.
You're making him try to lose weight. He's supposed
before
to play
he's being
football.
Airlifted out of his bathtub by a helicopter 10 years from now. Yeah.
Boy, all the damage they're doing to this kid who's 460 pounds.
They had a chance to get him on an exercise program while making $800,000 a year to play football.
We'll save it for 9 o'clock. Yeah, we'll do that at 9. Five Reasons I Hate You. We do it every week during the football season for the Texans' upcoming opponent. These are five reasons to hate the Rams. Text in the reasons you hate the Rams to 713-572-4610. Number five, Devontae Adams is on this team now. I find Devontae Adams annoying, and this is why. He is annoyingly bad at choosing what friends to follow.
Oh, yes.
Remember, he was on a really good team with the Packers. But he's like, no, I want to go play with my friend Derek Carr, who I went to college with the Raiders.
And his boy, the team that he loved as a boy, the Las Vegas Raiders?
Right.
All right, yeah. You want to go play for your college, your boyhood friend, and the logo of your boyhood team.
That's right. So he goes there. Carr gets let go a year into the Devontae Adams experience. So the friend he chose to play with, he wasn't even good enough to keep around. He gets sent to New Orleans. And so now he's got to play with Jimmy Garoppolo after that, who, as we found out during the Netflix series Receiver, that Devontae Adams is like, man, I'm getting killed every week out here. I'm going to get killed. I got to get out of here. You were the one who wanted to go there. And then you go to New York, and you and Aaron Rodgers are at the trade deadline, and you and Aaron Rodgers are acting like you pulled off this caper, this coup. You're sneaking in the back of the shot on McAfee, like trying to have this holy bleep moment. Oh, my God, it's Devontae Adams, and he's at Aaron Rodgers' apartment. Oh, my God. What happened? Except for one half against the Texans, y'all stunk. You stunk. And Aaron Rodgers was gone, too. You're a quarterback killer, Devontae Adams. I bet Matthew Stafford's out of football next year because of you. You go to the Raiders, Carr gets shipped out. You go to the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers stinks, and now he's on the Steelers. Davante Adams bothers me. That's reason number five.
Yeah, fake-ass Cooper Kupp wannabe replacement, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That's right. You know what? Yeah, we have a chance to really smack around some narratives here.
Yes.
For some reason, Davante Adams keeps getting pointed to over and over again. Ooh, they got Davante Adams. Ooh, they got Davante Adams. Yeah. Ooh, they got, yeah, all right, great. They got Davante Adams.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that worked out for everybody that's gotten Davante Adams?
That's exactly right. Other than one half against the Texans last year. Other than that. Number four, I mean, I could do the next three on the QB room, I'll call it. That's how many reasons there are to hate this team. I was able to put all the quarterbacks in one bullet point. Jimmy Garoppolo, biggest mimbo in the NFL, male bimbo. Jimmy Garoppolo is a meathead quarterback.
A himbo.
Stetson Bennett is widely hated. Part of me is like, I know he's widely hated. Why? And I asked ChatGPT, and boy, did they give me a lot of reasons to hate Stetson Bennett. I love AI. But just to summarize, cockiness and swagger, some view his confidence as arrogance, displays of discontent on the field, terrible body language, passing limitations, he doesn't have any arm strength, off-field behavior, he got arrested after the Georgia championship for public intoxication.
And that was when he was – oh, go ahead.
He was in college back then, yeah. What were you going to say?
Yeah, he was banging on doors in a community of townhomes near downtown Dallas. Boy, he was just going to just randomly banging on people's doors.
At ChatGPT didn't have that one. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure you're not thinking of Jim Kelly's nephew there that was doing that?
I'm thinking about this article titled Georgia's National Champion Quarterback Stetson Bennett Arrested After Door Knocking.
There you go.
Incident.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Yeah. Just making sure. And they said apparently he was on his phone during the Georgia parade, and people view that as him being aloof. He wasn't acknowledging fans.
I don't have time for these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For purposes of this segment, I'm here for that. So Stetson Bennett, plenty of reasons to hate him. And then
it's amazing that despite his success in college, that 5'11", 190 didn't get him drafted higher.
I know.
So Stetson Bennett and Jimmy Garoppolo. God, I hope we see one of those two guys on Sunday.
Oh, that would be great. That would mean that the spear to Matthew Stafford's back that a listener wanted earlier probably have. And then Kelly Stafford. She's part of this quarterback room because she seems to do all of Matthew Stafford's talking for him. She's on podcasts out there.
Yeah, is Matt Stafford going to be allowed to play football next year? Is Matt Stafford get Kelly? Better watch it, man.
Yeah,
this is the same way. It's the kind of stuff Giselle was pulling back in the day.
Yep.
She's like, oh, I don't know if I know Matthew's not allowed to play for that franchise.
Right?
No,
right.
Matthew needs more respect.
Remember when Matthew Stafford was rumored to be getting traded possibly to the Steelers, and all the talking heads, all the Schragers and people like that out there were like, I don't know if Kelly's going to want that, moving to a new city and whatnot. Like, okay. Kelly Stafford. She's part of the quarterback room for me.
It damages her podcasting career.
It does.
If she's out of the hot spot that is L.A.
That's bingo. You're right.
That's why Dallas is always in play because, Austin has become the new podcasting, the hub of podcasting.
Yeah.
So
you could live in Austin and commute to Dallas every day.
Yeah.
A helicopter. That's number four, the quarterback room. Plenty of reasons to hate that quarterback room. Number three, I noticed this on their website, Seth. When I put together the reasons for this segment each week, one of the first things I do is go to the website of the team and just open up the roster and go down the roster just to see if there's any specific players to hate. That's how I found Davante Adams, stuff like that. I started fishing around on the Rams website, and they have a section for Hall of Famers that were Rams at one point, whether it's Los Angeles Rams or St. Louis Rams, whatever the case, they've got both. And some of them on there I'm fine with. Like, I'm fine with Kurt Warner and Jackie Slater and Jack Youngblood and got Merlin Olsen, guys like that, Deacon Jones. I could go on. Eric Dickerson. I could go on and on. The Rams have a storied history of very, very good football players. They are also taking, for example, Ron Yeary, who was a Hall of Fame offensive lineman with Minnesota for 14 years, played 8 games as a Ram. He's in their Hall of Fame page on their website. 8 games as a Ram in his last season in the NFL.
Yeah.
How about this one? James Lofton. James Lofton, right? Great player for the Bills and the Packers. Good for the Raiders as well. He's on the Rams website, and I'm saying to myself, boy, I don't really remember James Lofton as a Ram. Well, there's good reason for that. There's a good chance I missed the one game he played as a Los Angeles Ram. One.
Yeah, this is beneath you, Los Angeles Rams.
Thank
like,
you.
You're an organization that has had some great teams in the past and
You've
some
got
great
plenty
players.
Of guys.
And you need to muddy the distinction of the dyed-in-the-wool Rams
yeah.
that are on that web page.
Yes.
You've denigrated and you've diminished the value of that web page.
Thank
and
you.
I will not have it.
Very well. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jack Youngblood has to rub elbows in cyberspace with those guys.
Yep.
They were just carpetbaggers through the organization.
Yeah, man.
Have some respect for yourself, Rams.
Jerome Bettis being on there. Jerome Bettis was a Pro Bowler for the Rams his rookie year.
Yeah.
But in the third year of his career, Rich Brooks got there as the head coach and wanted to move him to fullback. He wanted to move Jerome Bettis, the bus, to fullback in the NFL. And he said, well, we'll move to your fullback or we'll trade you. And Jerome Bettis said, I'll take a trade. And then he traded him to the Steelers. And I'm guessing he made the Hall of Fame far more on what he did in the black and gold than he did in the blue and gold. But the Rams are putting him up there in their Hall of Fame thingamajiggy. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what I like to do, Sean?
What's that?
That's available to me that isn't available to for everybody else. I go through Pro Football Reference and I can look through people who have died in any given year from NFL.
That sounds fun.
No, yeah. And I can age select for guys that I might have known or played against and everything. Yeah, that's what I do. You go ahead and spend your time on Hall of Fame stuff.
You're on there.
I wish
out
it wasn't available
people.
To me. Honestly, no, I did it earlier this morning, and I'm remembering it now. I'm kind of sad.
Yeah.
I won't bring that to the radio show.
Okay. Number two, and Champ Slice brings this up on the text page. I'm glad that number two for me. I'll just read Champ Slice. Reasons to hate the Rams. I would say L.A. fans suck, but they won a Super Bowl, and nobody in L.A. cared. Right. Nobody in L.A. cared, and now they're all jumping on the bandwagon after. The Rams didn't get L.A. didn't get the Rams back because there was this thirst for football in L.A. They got the Rams back because they're the second largest city in the United States.
They had it. The commissioner made it his mission for over a decade to, like, somehow we got to get a team back in L.A.
Yeah.
L.A., how do you feel about it?
What's football?
They did it in their vocal fry. They're like, I guess so,
vocal
I'd like to have a team. Are there going to be Instagram spots at the stadium?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Will there
be
good?
Can I film an OnlyFans video?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly what it was, man. So, bandwagon fans that just jumped on the bandwagon. Some of them didn't even jump on the bandwagon after the Super Bowl.
They're like uglier versions of Laker fans.
Yes.
You know? It just like, all right, who's the eye candy sitting around the perimeter
100%.
There? 100%. You're it's Jason Bateman's often never heard about brother. So,
yeah.
You don't even get Jason or his sister.
No.
You get the third Bateman.
Kind of like Justine back in the day, man. I like the sister. On Family Ties, she was pretty fire back in the day, man. All right, number one. I didn't know how to handle this one, Seth, because you were on the field for this one. So maybe this is a big reason why you hate the Rams. But the birth of Fitzmagic happened with Ryan Fitzpatrick in a Rams uniform against the 2005 Houston Texans.
Devin Curtis. Another Ram first down and more. And the St. Louis Rams have come all the way back to win the ball game. No flags on the play.
How about that? Just a quick screen to Kevin Curtis, their fastest wide receiver now, and he just gashes them and takes it all the way to the end zone for the win.
Okay, what a horrible call that was. I know you guys weren't very good that year, and I'm thinking the Rams probably
weren't. Well, it wasn't when we were definitively bad at that point in the year, was it? I can't remember what week of the season it was.
It was like week 11. It was in November. It was November.
Was it late? Oh, it was in November.
I was at the game. It was on Thanksgiving, and I was in town for Thanksgiving that year.
Oh, we were definitively bad by that point.
Yeah, you guys were like 1-10 at that point. So,
yeah.
So, but what happened in that game, that was a game-winning touchdown you heard on there on Fox. The Rams were down 27-17 with under a minute to go in the game, scored a touchdown to make it 27-24, recovered an onside kick, kicked a game-tying field goal, and then scored a game-winning touchdown in overtime. And that was the first time most of the nation had ever heard the name Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, you know, do you remember when we had Ryan Fitzpatrick on the show a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Before a Thursday night game,
I do.
I asked him about that, and I was like, hey, were you like, had you really dialed in and prepared for that game? Like, had you been studying all week, and maybe you had an edge that most rookie quarterbacks wouldn't have? And he's like, oh, no, I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Threw for 300 yards in
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah. Could you at least make me feel a little bit better about it?
Disrespect!
Disrespect. Yes.
Oh,
nah, that was the St. Louis Rams. What do I care?
Yeah, yeah. But just
this is
Rams.
This is a different squad. This is the LA Rams.
The LA Rams. All right. Yes. Yeah. So there you go. There you go. That's five reasons. Five reasons to hate the Rams. And specifically, I'll give you one reason not to hate them. David Quesenberry is on this team. David Quesenberry is still in the NFL right now.
Good for him.
That's
man.
An incredible story, man. When you think about
yeah.
it. Like he was, I mean, I just remember him getting cut by Bill O'Brien on Hard Knocks in 2015. And we all know the cancer saga and everything
right.
else. I mean,
and that's not like a mean, that's not like it wasn't, we're not criticizing Bill O'Brien.
Not at all. No,
him.
No,
like,
no.
It was hard for Bill O'Brien to cut David Quesenberry.
No, no. You thought his career was over. He
yeah,
got cut
yeah.
because he wasn't able to put on weight after cancer treatments and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's.
Yeah, for him to still be around. Like, it was cool enough that he had made it and became a starter in
the
NFL. But it's still 10 years later, he's still. Still on the team.
He's still kicking it, man. Like that's that is a great story. All right, Astros. Let's circle over to the Stros. They've got 21 games left here. All right, 3.5 games up on Seattle. Some wrinkles in the schedule here that make me a little nervous as a Houston Astro fan. We'll hit that. We'll do Take a Mania at the top of the hour. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.